The Weymouth Natural Gas Compressor Station has been a controversial project here in Massachusetts for the past 6 years, but now it's also become an issue of national concern, and it has many in the gas industry on edge, and many in the environmental world cheering. That's because some top federal regulators have signaled they're no longer interested in doing business as usual, and that they want to change the way they review and approve gas projects. Here with us now to talk all this through is WBUR environmental reporter Miriam Wasser. Hi there, Miriam.
Good morning, Bob.
So a quick refresher as we begin. Remind us what the Weymouth compressor is and why it's controversial.
Of course. So the Weymouth compressor is said to be the linchpin of a pipeline system that brings fracked natural gas from Pennsylvania through New England and into Maine and Canada. I should note that all big pipelines have compressor stations. They're what allow gas to travel long distances because they give it kind of a boost. It's sort of like when you squeeze a tube of toothpaste, you know, you apply pressure and the toothpaste just shoots out. But so as to your question about why people oppose the compressor, there are a few reasons. They worry that it's going to make existing air pollution problems worse, and they worry it's unsafe because while rare, compressors do occasionally explode. And Bob, this question has also raised a lot of environmental justice issues. But last September, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, gave the compressor permission to operate. And as often happens in these proceedings, project opponents then filed an appeal and asked FERC to rehear or relitigate that decision. As you may recall, the compressor had two unplanned emergency shutdowns last fall, and opponents argued that this was reason enough for FERC to take another look at whether the project was safe.
All right, so the feds gave the compressor permission to start, opponents appealed. What happened next?
In January, FERC discussed a motion to reject that appeal. And though they didn't actually vote to hold the rehearing, what is important is that 3 out of 5 FERC commissioners said the Weymouth compressor brings up some very legitimate questions about environmental, health, and safety issues. And some commissioners even took to Twitter to repeat that message. This is significant because FERC has a reputation for being a, quote, rubber stamp for oil and gas companies. So to have a majority of commissioners express concerns about a project that they'd previously approved was really unexpected. And at the time, I talked to compressor opponents who said they felt optimistic for the first time in years. But those feelings did not last long because a few days later, the pipeline inspectors finished their investigation about the September shutdowns, and the compressor went into service in late January.
Well, let's talk more about the timing here. President Biden took office around that time as well. Did that change anything?
Great question, and yes. Shortly after taking office, Biden made Commissioner Richard Glick the chairman of FERC. Glick has said repeatedly in the last few years that FERC should give more weight to climate change and environmental justice concerns in their decisions. And then at the February FERC meeting, he brought up the Weymouth compressor and proposed establishing a written comment period. Glick said that the purpose of this was to gather more information about 5 questions, including whether it was the right decision to let the compressor start up and what the consequences might be if they revoked that permission. And that proposal passed. And Bob, it is hard to overstate how unusual it is for FERC to openly ask questions like this about a project that's already been approved. I talked to James Coleman. He's a FERC expert and law professor at Southern Methodist University, and here's what he told me.
It seemed like the process was done. It seemed like it had all the approvals that it needed, and those were final. And so then for it to be reopened is potentially a big issue for really anybody interested in building energy infrastructure around the United States.
And so what about the FERC commissioners, Miriam? Were all of them on board with Glick's proposal for this written comment period?
No, they weren't. 2 commissioners dissented, arguing that opening a comment period like this was illegal and that it could set a really risky precedent. Commissioner James Danley was one of those who was against it, and here's what he said at that February meeting.
It threatens the finality of the orders that we issue. It calls into question the stability that the entire system has come to rely upon once the certificate is issued.
Danley also encouraged gas companies to get involved, and motions to intervene in the proceeding began appearing in the federal docket a few days later.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this, Miriam. Who's getting involved now and why?
So since that February meeting, more than 65 organizations, companies, interest groups, and individuals have filed motions to become interveners, essentially legal participants in the proceeding. On the gas side of things, applicants range from the Maine Public Utilities Commission, which holds contracts for gas that comes through the Weymouth Compressor, to major gas companies like Kinder Morgan and big industry groups like the Natural Gas Association of America. On the environmental side, interveners include local groups like 350 Mass and the Conservation Law Foundation, as well as really big national organizations like the Sierra Club and the Natural Resources Defense Council. The list of interveners continues to grow and also includes local residents, the Weymouth School Board, and Attorney General Maura Healey.
All right, so we're in this comment period now about the Weymouth Compressor Station. What happens next?
So the comment period will last a few more weeks. And, you know, it's not exactly clear what FERC will do when it ends. It could vote to hold a hearing and relitigate the project, or it could decide to do nothing and let the compressor continue operating. But what is clear is that all this uncertainty makes the situation more fraught. And both sides are left wondering not only about the future of the Weymouth compressor, but really the fate of all other gas and pipeline projects. And Bob, there's one other big thing happening in the background of all of this, and that is the changing dynamic within FERC. So in June, one commissioner's term will be up, and Biden gets a chance to appoint a new member. This person is likely to be a progressive Democrat, which means there's an even bigger chance that FERC could do something surprising like relitigate the Weymouth compressor in the name of environmental justice or climate change. That, of course, is still a few months away. But in the meantime, the natural gas world is watching this proceeding very closely. As one FERC expert put it to me, this is the Weymouth compressor's Dakota Access Pipeline moment.
All of which, Merriam-Wasser, means that we'll be watching this for months ahead, right?
Absolutely. I will certainly be keeping an eye on this.
All right. WBUR's Merriam-Wasser, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.